WTBR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The fight over raising the debt ceiling and preventing a government default enters a critical new phase today with a test vote in the House. CBS's Nicole Killian has the story.
This deal is going to need bipartisan backing to get through. House Republican leaders insist they have strong support, but not all of their members say they're going to vote for it, and some Democrats aren't on board either.
A terrifying moment on Memorial Day as shots rang out along the boardwalk in Hollywood Beach, Florida. 9 people were injured, including 4 children.
Video of the moments after the shooting captured a chaotic scene of multiple injured people lying on the sand as first responders tended to their wounds. 9 people were transported to local hospitals, including several children, the youngest just 1 year old.
That's CBS's Manuel Bajorquez. The federal trial begins today in the 2018 anti-Semitic attack at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Orrin Siegel with the Anti-Defamation League says a lot has happened since then, none of it good.
This was the deadliest attack against the Jewish community in American history. And yet here we are, about 5 years later, talking about historic rises in anti-Semitic incidents. I mean, that's not where we should be 5 years after a tragedy like that, and yet that is where we are.
Robert Bowers could face the death penalty if convicted in the shooting deaths of 11 worshipers. The black teenager shot in the head after knocking on the wrong door in Kansas City, Missouri, was out and about on Memorial Day. CBS's Jim Crisula has the story.
17-year-old Ralph Yarrell wore a neon green T-shirt that read Team Ralph as he walked in a Memorial Day event for brain injury awareness. His mother, Cleo Nagby.
Ralph is the kind of person who will do something not because it's good for him, but because it's good for other people.
The black teen was shot in the head after accidentally knocking on the wrong door in Kansas City, Missouri, as he was trying to pick up his younger brother. An 84-year-old white man is accused of shooting him.
The Kremlin says it's investigating the latest drone attack in Moscow as it heightens its own war on Ukraine.
Moscow says at least 3 drones crashed into residential buildings in the capital in an unprecedented attack, the worst since World War II. The Russian Defense Ministry is calling it a terrorist attack by Kyiv. This comes as Russia continues to pound Ukraine with drone attacks for a 3rd straight day.
That's CBS's Cammie McCormick. And the summer season now officially underway, so is tick season.
Start by wearing long sleeves, long pants. Light clothing is better because you can spot the ticks on yourself.
That's CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder on CBS Mornings. And this is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The Commissioner of Baseball says he doesn't want the Brewers to leave Milwaukee. Rob Manfred says that's why the state of Wisconsin should help the Southeast Wisconsin Stadium District meet its obligations to pay for repairs.
I'm confident that the governmental bodies will come up with a plan to fund what's just an existing obligation under the lease.
And if they don't?
It's an obligation, and I just don't believe that's going to happen.
Manfred was in Milwaukee yesterday. Wisconsin would spend $4 million over 2 years to attract workers to the state under the latest working draft of the state budget. Democrats on the Joint Finance Committee say that's not enough and doesn't address Wisconsin's child care shortage. In sports, the Giants blanked the Brewers last night 5-0. Milwaukee starts Freddie Peralta tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's HOLTEBECK.com.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South First Street, Milwaukee.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Get no rest, don't know how I work all day. When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go.
All right, welcome back to the Early Bird Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to welcome back after a little hiatus, my good friend Roger Quindell. He is a... You know, Roger, your story is, you know, yesterday was Memorial Day. And, you know, every time Memorial Day rolls around, I think in this country, we get further and further away from the purpose of that day. And the more the World War II veterans die out, you know, the Vietnam veterans are now starting to die out. And, you know, then that leaves Iraq and Afghanistan. And, you know, you could certainly talk about Grenada and those kind of things, but those weren't, you know, anything much to talk about. But I think we get lost in what the purpose of it is. And, you know, you drive past, you see flags, in the cemeteries and those kinds of things. But you're a wounded Purple Heart winner. And so as a very young man, you took a horrendous shot, you and lost many of your colleagues. And so, I always think of you, Roger, when you know, Veterans Day, it's not Veterans Day, but Memorial Day rolls around. Let's talk a little bit about Roger Quindell, your experience in the military, and then we're going to get into a whole array of things talking about military service and all those things.
Yeah. Well, my military service was like a history lesson for America because, I went in early 60s, February of 67, and I went to Fort Bliss, Texas.
How old were you, by the way?
I was 21. That's 21.
Well, you're pretty old to be going in at that age.
Yeah, because I'd gone to college for a few years, and then I got a really bad injury right before wrestling season and all that stuff, and it just depressed me, and I go, like, I need to go and get my life straight in order, you know, and I liked that whole stuff. I'd been at St. John's Military Academy two summers. Both summers, I was coaching wrestling and weightlifting and track, and I ran the camp newsletter, so I could actually write. So I had that all that experience around military structure. My dad had been in for 11 years, and he was really messed up by broken neck, bullet wounds, all that stuff. So I knew what the negative consequences.
Made you want to join, knowing what your dad went through.
Well, I think there was the whole thing about structure,
right,
and discipline, and I can do this. So I went in, and I had all these thoughts about what I was going to do with it, and I was going to go to, I went through all my training, and I was going to airborne, and maybe I was already qualified for OCS, Officer Candidate School, and it was kind of interesting. I'm in we're in Augusta, Georgia, and there's five of us who are going to airborne the following week, and so we go out to party, and they take us for the first time to a bar in Augusta, Georgia, and it was deeply segregated. You had to be really careful back then, but these two black soldiers, they take us to do this dance hall in Augusta, Georgia, big one, like maybe 600 people. I mean, it was huge. And we sat at the table, one table. We only danced with the four women that they knew were there, and I had one drink because I'm bold and all, but I'm not nuts. I'm not going to get drunk in a situation like that. So I didn't drink it, much, just the one beer. And then later at night, like about 11 o'clock, we watched these two MPs come in. We're going like, where are they going? And we're looking and we're watching. They're walking towards us. And then we turn around and like, what is there, a fight? What's going on? They come over and they grab me and my buddy. They say, you're drunk. Come with us. What? I didn't drink. Look, there's nothing. I didn't even have anything in front of me. And I wasn't drinking at all. They put me in the drunk tank. These people are puking. I'm going like, come on, Sarge, watch this. And I'm doing handstand push-ups, like I'm drunk and I'm going to do that. Didn't matter. They jerked me around for 3 weeks. And finally, I just said, I just exit. And I go like, they say, you're supposed to be going airborne. I said, no, I'm not going. So I don't go to airborne. And I got shipped off to Vietnam. And then we're living in these barracks. And then we're shipping out. We were out there for a first day. There's three guys. There's three of us from Custer High School that I knew, two guys there and me. Three guys out of 80 people. Think about the odds. But they're leaving in 2 weeks. My first night, and this guy there, he's whining about he's not going to make it. He's leaving in the morning. We're all like, shut up, man. I got a year to go, and you're telling me this stuff? Sure enough, he died. He's leaving in the morning. He died.
Wow.
And, that's the kind of stuff you can't even. We spend couple weeks in the base camp, the rain stops, we're in an artillery unit, we go out in the field, and we're out there for a long time, and we're all along the Cambodian border, and there's nothing there. All there is empty villages with two slabs of cement. A big village would be five or six. There was the temple, the government, the school, etc. So just 40 or 50 miles of this stuff. And we're right on the border. We don't even know if we're inside Cambodia or not. The border is not marked, of course, and there's no people there. And then we just get hit constantly. And you just see people.
You when you say get hit by what, mortars and those kind of things?
Mortars, we just attacks. We get attacked constantly because it was really just pre-Tet Offensive, but that's where they were coming from. And, it was just like. And I remember once, this is one of the worst, this guy's in the back of a truck and he's unloading the bags of ammo. I mean, the powder bags that are used in artillery, like how far you want the charge to go, how many bags of this powder goes in. And he's back there, and I don't know what happened, if he was stupid enough to smoke a cigarette back there, but all of a sudden he's just engulfed in flames and... and he's just really marred, and he gets sent out of country, and he heard he died a week later in Houston Burn Center. But that's the kind of stuff, all kinds of ways. And then you're constantly getting hit, and you can't even remember, and you're serving with a bunch of people and a lot of catastrophic idiocy by the military, and it just went on and on. And my unit wasn't you know, we weren't super hard hit, but we lost 18 people out of 80 died in that year, and maybe 105 were wounded. You go like, well, how can you have 105? You only got 80 people. Well, they're replacing you constantly. You know, people are coming and going, you know, because that's the only, you know, that is the only war in U.S. history where the troops, generally speaking, didn't go over as units. A few did. What you went as an individual. And so people were leaving constantly. Like my two high school buddies, they were leaving 14 days after I got there. You know, blah, blah. So it was just a ill-designed war, ill-designed everything. And it just, it was just so sad. And the villagers, and it was just like this horrible thing. And then I got hurt, and nine people died when I got hurt. And I get, and I'm the only one who survived the incident. So you sort of feel like, man, you got to get me.
So Roger,
you got to do something.
So Roger, for people to get clarity, you were a part of nine, 10 guys. You guys got hit. Nine of you.
Yeah, we
perished.
Were in an Arvin compound. We had left the north, you know, where we were. The Tet Offensive was winding down, and now we're in an Arvin compound. You know, our allies, and they actually live with their families. So for us, it was like heaven. You have all these kids. We're playing, you know, playing soccer with them. We're fooling around. You know, they're in a barbed wire, and we'd climb around it and go. They'd invite us to someone's house. We were there for, you know, for, I don't know, a couple of week or something. And then one night, two rockets come in and they killed my, you know, my best friend. And they put me in the hospital for 81 days. And the other one landed in the mouth of a bunker. And then you find out it was fired from 22 miles away, these rockets. And you go like, it landed in the mouth of a bunker. What are the odds? What, I mean, the mouth of a bunker is, you know, 16 inches or something, 18 inches, just enough to squeeze in and get underneath. And that's the thing about war. You have no idea, you know, and you can do everything right and die, and you can do everything wrong and live.
So you,
and they did it, and then that was misery, man.
So you took a, clearly a, what could have very easily been a mortal injury.
Yeah, you know, I had eight facial fractures. Part of my skull was removed, big chunk of scalp, went all the way through. I didn't even realize where, like, there's the metal that went through my temple landed on the other side of my nose, next to my eyeball. And, you know, I never even knew that, you know, where, you know, but it went through all that part of my body. It didn't hit my eyes. It didn't hit my brain. You know, if I'm up half an inch, it's my brain, you know, it's not just my jaw, you know, my jaw muscle. If you know, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just total fluke.
So Roger,
and I survived it.
So Roger, hang on. We've got to go to a break. Roger Quindell, you know, Vietnam veteran and good friend of mine, is on the line. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You want to know what Memorial Day is really about? You know, and we've got to be able to get people to realize that we can't keep getting further and further away from what this date stands for. All right, I got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Right, wrong, I just can't stop it. Spending all day thinking just of you. Games people play, night or day, they're just not matching what they should do.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC and Pat Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCandBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 87. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, 61. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 89. Partly cloudy skies. Upper 80s Thursday and Friday with storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Sometimes the truth hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is my good friend Roger Quindell, who is a veteran. And not only is he a veteran, he's a Purple Heart recipient in addition to many other things, but he's always engaged and active in veterans affairs here in the city and across the nation. And, you know, when you're talking about Memorial Day, We rarely, you know, we always hear the American people say we support the military, Roger. And I don't know, you know, whether what that does for you and your colleagues and veterans, if it encourages you or what. But it's one thing to hear the people say we support you, but what about the government?
Well, I think the government, you know, has been better. But, you know, there were the Republican Party, the budget talks have looks like they've.
They wanted to cut 22%. They wanted to cut 22% from the veterans.
It's like, thank you for your service. But I think one of the problems, and what I think would both, we wouldn't be in 190 countries in some capacity. We wouldn't be the military police of the world, and we wouldn't spend half our budget if everybody had to serve, you know, their country in some way. One, it would bring people together, meaning people who are really wealthy, people who are really poor, people who are black, people who are Hispanic, you know, whatever it is, they'd be working together, because that's what you have to do in the military. You can't worry about it. I mean, the medic who saved my immediate life, and also he saved me because he talked to his friends back in the base camp, he was African-American. And I remember after I got hit, and I crawled over to the bunker, and I say, where the medic is, and I said, Rich has been hit. You got to help Rich. And I knew something had happened, but I wasn't really sure. You know, you just sort of feel like you took a whack to the head. But I didn't even know I was really bleeding and hurt. I just thought, you know, concussion, whatever it is around you from it. And because I said that, I said, you know, people back home ought to see us. You know, we're all in this stuff together, you know, because all the stuff that's going on in the U.S. around race in the 60s. And because of that, he sent these medics to see me so that were in the base camp. And I hadn't been there in, you know, like close to 4 months. And they came in. One guy in particular came a bunch of times, and he kept telling me, when the morphine doesn't work for 4 hours, get off. When it doesn't work for 4 hours, get off. So when I was in Japan, and at the end of, you know, when it started not working for 4 hours, and you really want it because you're in such pain, and I went off, and it was really very tough for a few weeks. You know, you're taking, you know, some minor drug, you know, aspirin or whatever instead of morphine. But I didn't get addicted, and a lot of people did. And I think that that medic, my medic, who saved me from a, you know, that possibility of addiction. And it was, but the just, I was in a hospital, and you can't even imagine this. Every hallway was filled with gurneys on both sides, people laying on them. When I got out of the worst of it, you know, when they really, you know, you're in intensive care, when I got out of there, they put me in this, it was the gym, and now it was filled with beds. And every bed was flush to the bed next to it. Your headboard was flush with the headboard behind you. And people would walk down an aisle sideways. The doctor would visit you, or the medic, and they'd visit you, and they'd walk down the thing sideways because there wasn't room to walk straight forward. That's how crowded it was, because it was right at the end of the Tet Offensive. But I think people need to understand that, you know, we can't ask this tiny percentage of the population to serve in all these places and die in all these places. And, you know, and now we need everybody to serve, because then we'd have a vested interest, and we would say, look, we don't need to. Why are we in this place? Why are we risking, you know, annihilation with Ukraine? What are we doing? Eventually, they're going to reach an accord. Eventually, they're going to talk. Eventually, they're going to say, this is what we're going to agree with. But why wait till everything is destroyed?
You
have to rebuild it.
You know, Roger, when you look at the fact that the House Republicans passed a bill, a partisan bill, and 217 to 215, to cut 22% from the Department of Veterans Affairs budget. I wonder if Republicans, people who call themselves Republicans, really knew that the people they're supporting, who claim to love the veterans, who claim to love the troops, were proposing to cut 22% out of a budget that's already, you know, not exactly a great, you know, budget, Roger.
I know it's, but that's the politics of America aren't about issues. They aren't about, do you want good education for everybody? You want to make sure that people have proper training so they can get a good job, so we can fill the needs for workers. Every place you go is begging, you know, if you don't see a help wanted sign.
So Roger, you got to hold the thought. We got to go to a break. Kevin.
Okay.
And CJ and Ken want to have at you. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
On your smart speaker and on the Civic Media app.
Give us time. Soon we'll be broadcasting directly to your brain. This is The Shaw.
CBS News Brief. A bipartisan bill to raise the debt ceiling could face a vote as early as tomorrow. CBS's Nicole Killian with some of what's in it.
Federal spending would be limited, including funding cuts to unused COVID relief and the IRS, and stricter work requirements for those on food assistance programs like SNAP.
Shots rang out along the boardwalk in Hollywood Beach, Florida yesterday. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez has the details.
Police say the first 911 calls came in just before 7 p.m. after reports of gunshots
gunshots that started as a fight between two groups.
9 people were injured, including 4 children. The federal jury trial begins today for Robert Bowers, the suspect in the 2018 attack at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh.
The prosecution and the defense will begin laying out their individual cases in their opening arguments. Not so much about the guilt or innocence of the defendant, but whether he will face the death penalty.
KDKA's reporter Andy Sheehan, CBS News Brief.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Home sales are down in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home sales in April are down 32.5% compared to last year, largely due to a lack of inventory. And that means it remains a seller's market, with buyers facing plenty of competition and high prices. In order to get back to a more balanced state, Wisconsin would have to add 21,000 listings, more than double the number that are currently for sale. If you're going to be visiting state parks in Wisconsin this weekend, you may want to stop at less popular destinations. The DNR says it's expecting big crowds over the long weekend at Devil's Lake State Park. Alternatives include Mirror Lake, Governor Dodge, Natural Bridge State Park, Pike Lake, and the Great Sauk Trail. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Mike Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
That's right, baby. I want all y'all to walk on over to the bridge with me. Because I'm going to take you to the water and make you drink.
Honey, baby. Because
the funk show will make a stay.
Say what?
If you let the funk hit your eye, you're gonna turn into a spot.
Don't you try?
Let the funk in your heart, baby. Funk not only kills, it amp kills.
Bye-bye.
No. Before we do that, I'm gonna take you to the bridge and drop you off into some funk.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is my good friend, Roger Quindell. And let's go to the phone line. CJ, you have a question, a comment for Roger Quindell.
Well, first off, thank you for your service and sacrifice, sir. Yes, I do You know, I was on hold for over an hour yesterday, and Earl refused to take my call, but I wanted to wish him a happy Memorial Day.
CJ, let me clarify something. Yesterday was a replay. We didn't have any live radio yesterday. So, yeah, I guess you could have been on hold for 3 hours, you know?
Well, thanks for that clarification.
All right.
They didn't like me anymore. But, no, really, thank you for your service. I guess when I hear Earl say that the, you know, I call myself the truth detector for Earl and Sandy, because the Republicans, the bill that now the president is trying to sell increases veterans' benefits. And the mere fact that every grandchild owes $95,000 already, whether they're one day old, they already owe a bill to our national government, we have to curb spending. So the misinformation, Earl, that you give, that the Republicans want to cut veterans.
Let me say this to you, CJ. The Hill today, in an effort to curb the soaring $31 trillion in U.S. debt, last month House Republicans passed a bill along partisan lines to cut 22% from the Department of Veterans Affairs budget. That's a fact. Okay? And so when you say that I'm saying something that's inaccurate, that's where it is. Okay? Argue with the people from the Hill. Go ahead.
It's got to go to appropriations.
I got that.
That's not what
I got that. No, my
says.
Point, CJ, I understand that. The fact of the matter is the Republicans proposed the cut.
Kevin all along said the veterans will not be cut. It'll be increased.
You've
got to take from something.
Hey, CJ.
So the misclarification that you put out is not fair.
Hey, CJ, how is it a misclarification? I said that the Republicans proposed that. The issue is that they proposed cutting the Veterans Affairs. Roger, you want to respond at all?
Well, they propose cuts and then you get back to we didn't cut anything. But if you don't add for inflation, you don't add for the increasing cost because medical care costs in this country are soaring way beyond the rate of inflation, and it's just as true for the VA as anyone else. And I really like the fact that I can go to the VA, and I'm not private doctors now are driven, and they're driven by the system of they have to generate a lot of revenue. I had a friend of mine, a vet friend of mine, his son is a doctor, and when he was making $300,000, he had to generate $1.3 million in revenue each year. And if he got in trouble a lot or given free care or discount to people who he knew didn't have very good insurance, you know, the $5,000 deductible kind, so they can't pay these huge bills that get, and then, you know, if you have insurance, the $48,000 bill becomes $4,000, blah, blah. But the fact is that they do that because they think they can get away with it. And the fact is that you can't say you honor your, thank you for your service, and oh, by the way, we're going to make it harder and harder to get an appointment at the VA. So what Earl is saying is correct, and we just need to deal with it. Yeah, it's expensive to have a lot of people walking around with wounds that they suffered a long time ago. I mean, I've never gotten over all the things that were wrong with me. It's just I learned to live with it. I learned to accommodate it, but it's there. Things hurt. I've had two surgeries in the last four years from something that happened in Vietnam because your body starts to deteriorate and you have to do it again and that kind of stuff. So it doesn't go away. You know, as you get older, your wounds don't get better. You know, like, oh, yeah, all those injuries are now they're healed. No, your body deteriorates with age no matter how hard you work to do it. And I work hard. I mean, hell, I run a wrestling program, you know, so
I'm got some physical health, but I got to be real careful. I don't wrestle with kids. My neck won't take it.
You know what, Roger? What I've never understood is people who put their lives on the line, and it's only been pretty recent history, Roger, as you will be able to attest to, that the things at the VA hospital have improved. It's only been pretty recently, and they've improved under Democratic leadership, whether the caller wants to agree with that or not. And I believe that anybody who's put their lives on the line shouldn't have to worry about waiting on the veterans. They should be able to walk into any hospital in this nation. They put their lives on the line and be able to walk to the front of the line.
Yeah. I remember when I get out of the service, I went to the VA and I was going like, I have these headaches. And one time my car was on I-94 going to Madison, and I had this blinding headache, and I just turned into a ditch out near like Heartland or something with a running car. And I'm going like, holy shit, holy cats. You know, I mean, I could have killed myself. Because I just couldn't. It was so painful. I go and I end up going to the VA and I tell them this, and this doctor, and back then, I think they were, no offense to anybody else, but I'm pretty sure they were Pakistani doctors. Their English was really limited. And he says, well, what do you want me to do about it? That was his response to a blinding headache. And I'd had them ever since the injury, but they would, you know, they weren't all the time, but they would happen. And I'm going like, wow, so you think I kept using that service? No, of course not. But my friends convinced me about 8 years ago that the VA was different, and we'd been working with them, the homeless vets, and helping them. And I went out there, and I've been really pleased by it. I really like the VA.
So
they do a good service for us.
So hang on, Roger. So CJ, what is there anything else?
Well, yes. I appreciate that. You should get ongoing care. And, you know, I did have a question, Noah, because I do know some military people who served in Afghanistan. And the Republicans, I believe in, like Ronald Reagan, peace through strength, trust but verify. And, you know, criticism for Trump, nobody was invading other countries. We watched the buildup. This president did nothing. And Afghanistan, the worst embarrassment ever in our military's history, I believe. We watched it on TV. And so you criticize, Earl, the Republicans. The bill that's trying to be signed now increases veterans' benefits. And that's because this president was finally forced. He said he would not negotiate. He's not getting a clean bill. And that's the reason why the VA's budget is being increased, because of Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans.
Well, hang on, because I know Roger has something he wants to say about that. Roger, you want to separate truth from fiction? Roger, I guess Roger's still on hold. Go ahead, Roger.
Well, once he said that, if you remember why the place crumbled, because the Afghan soldiers that are on our side, they were targeted. And because they came from different villages versus the Mujahideen, the other side, they were concentrated. So everybody knew each other. So they would go to their wives and their family and tell the soldier, if you keep staying in the service, we're going to kill your family. So when it came time when we're supposed to exit, there was no army on our side. So what exactly did we get out of those billions of dollars that we spent in Afghanistan, where it crumbles in 10 days because the other side had a strategy that we were unprepared for? And that's what happened. So Donald Trump set in motion. Could Biden have done something different? It was rotted. That if he would have said we're going to leave in 6 months, it wouldn't have mattered. Whatever he said, because the army had collapsed. Don't you remember the officers leaving the generals with helicopters so loaded with $100 bills that they had to dump millions of dollars on the side in the airport, dump them out because they couldn't lift the plane because there was so much money in it. You know, that's what we had created, a very corrupt, top-down, they get everything, the soldiers get nothing, they're not being paid for 5 or 6 months, and we're surprised it collapsed, but that didn't happen under Biden. He wasn't in office then. It happened under Trump, but the whole thing was, why are we in a place for 20 years?
So, Roger, hang on a second. CJ, you want to respond to Roger?
Yeah, the mere fact that Trump had a conditional thing that we didn't lose 13 soldiers, we didn't leave $85 billion, we didn't get the most strategic air base in the Middle East, and we left thousands of allies and hundreds of Americans behind. This president did that. You can't blame that on Trump. Trump had a conditional withdrawal that no soldiers died. So the mere fact you want to excuse this president for the disaster surrender of Afghanistan, I believe is wrong.
Okay, CJ. Roger, you want to respond?
Listen, but if someone doesn't want to listen to the facts, I didn't make it up that our generals, the people who are on our side, were corrupt. They weren't paying their soldiers. If you don't pay people and they have to get a scrape of living some other way so they can feed their family, you can't count on them. When there's a whole organized thing by the Mujahideen of threatening people's families in each village, in each small town, that's the reality of it. And I don't want to debate with someone who doesn't want to accept facts. I don't think Biden's blameless. I think what Biden's doing, never-ending war in Ukraine, at some point we're going to negotiate. That's how every war ends. You negotiate. But I know from my experience in Vietnam that we couldn't win with the soldiers we had on our side because the desertion rate in Vietnam among the ARVNs, the Army of the Republic of Vietnam, was over 400%. 400% a year. Think about it. It takes four soldiers to fill one spot because they won't stay. And the officers were corrupt and evil. And I can tell you, I have lots of stories about when I went back the second time and I was around ARVN officers and ARVN troops. They were not to be trusted.
So, Roger.
And I had fought for 4 months against NVA troops, and I didn't like them, but I did respect them.
Right, Roger, hang on. Roy from Milwaukee will come to you at the top of the next break. 844-967. It's a short break. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Because the grip is strong and mighty. When the motion hits the notion and you stop that roll of motion,
it'll make you slip. It'll make you dip. And cause a tingling in your hip bone, I want you.
Sing it, baby.
Play on, Bobby.
That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's HOLTEBECK.com.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 87. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 61. Tonight, a mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 89. Upper 80s Thursday and Friday with thunderstorms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
We're talking the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
And taking names in the process. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
I've always been the kind of guy who could handle almost anything. I've had money and cars, expensive girls and bars, and I've always had my own song to sing.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Roger Quindell. Let's go to Roy from Milwaukee. Hey, Roy, thank you for hanging on. You say what, sir?
Yeah, man, that chicken's all I need is about a good 20 seconds.
Listen, you need to turn your radio down. You need to turn your radio down.
Okay, all right. Now, there was a man that allowed his country to be attacked, ordered his vice president to be hung, put a hit out on Nancy, and now all the other stuff on this man, how he was cheating the whole country and cheating the taxpayers. Would you let a man like that lead you?
Hey, man.
Would you?
No, well, you know, I mean, you know, but unfortunately, unfortunately, there are many people who still support him.
Yeah, but he failed to protect the country. One thing, he should be exiled, if you ask me, because he failed to protect. They said do something, and he just sat there, didn't do nothing.
Hey, Roy, thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Hey, Al, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen, especially you, Roger. Hello?
Yeah, he can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, I just was listening to that garbage from CJ, and it got on my nerves. He doesn't understand that all of us who fought for this country went to places to fight and didn't know why. And what benefit we got out of it was the bullet holes and lost my right hand and what have you. But the point is, when the Republicans say they want to do one thing, they do just the opposite. And all of this garbage about them wanting to give more benefits to the veterans, they've done nothing but take benefits away from veterans. Right now, there are 11 VA hospitals in this country. One third of all of the veterans who served and came out with honorable discharges cannot receive service at VA hospitals. I'm one of them. I went to the VA hospital for something 4 years ago, and they told me, oh, we can't serve you. Your household income is too high. What's my household income got to do with the fact that when they put me in that uniform, nobody asked me how much money I made? And I can't be served by the VA because my income level is too high. Even if I'm retired and on Social Security, they count my wife's income. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But anyway, I just wanted to
Roger, were you aware that there was a financial
Oh yeah. And you, but if you're
if you were disabled, I were, so I qualify because I have 93% disability rating. You didn't believe it. I've got like 13 things. Some of them, you have them, but they're zero, zero.
So Roger, his point is,
blah, blah.
Al's point is, that's ridiculous. If somebody is fighting for the nation and they are injured in the process of fighting for the nation, it shouldn't matter how much they make.
That's right. We all agree that we don't do even enough, and yet we have people wanting to cut back like somehow you're a freeloader because all you did was give up X, Y, or Z of your life. You know, I'm with some people right now, and, you know, one of them, he's been in a wheelchair crutches his whole life, ever since Vietnam. He laid there for 5 days, you know, could bleed to death at any time, and spent 11 months in a hospital. So when I say I spent 81, I feel like a piker compared to him, you know, but they sent me back. You know, you can't even imagine the dreadfulness of that. But, of course, the other thing I want to, we live in a country, we live in a state of Wisconsin where the state legislator thinks it's okay that they got 45% of the vote in the last statewide election. They got 49% in the gubernatorial and all those elections. And then they think they deserve 70% of the state Senate seats, 70-30% and when we get the majority. The Democrats get the majority. I don't. What dictatorship in the world would even throw that in your face? They're so shameless. They don't even think there's anything wrong with that. And the same thing with saying, thank you for your service, except don't come and expect service back. That's what they're saying. You know, you got injured, but don't expect us to take care of you because of this deal and this deal, and we can't really cover all veterans who got wounded in the war or damaged in a war. What kind of, you know, the idea that people can't just look at the facts? I mean, you don't have to be a Democrat or Republican to think 70% for 49% of the vote. You get 49%, you get 70% of the state Senate seats. We live in that state. You know, it's like hard to comprehend how someone could say with a straight face that that's fair. You know, but they've created that. And that's just unacceptable. Or they're not taking care of the caller who's got a service-connected injury. That's crazy. You know, we went over and beyond. You know, I mean, I got shot at every day for months. I mean, literally, I think there was 2 days in the whole four months where I didn't get shot at. And then the place where I go where it's peaceful for a week, that's the place that I spent 81 days in the hospital from. So peace doesn't mean anything in a war zone. You know, so that's all I've got to say. And I think Memorial Day, you know, if more people would really, you know, you can see how it's happened. Like, what was there, 43 million people who traveled on Memorial Day?
Right.
So a lot of people don't take an opportunity to sit there and think for a minute about what it means to give your life up or to give up a part of your well-being because you served your country. It would be useful. And I'm, as much as I dislike war and all the rest of it, I think everybody ought to serve. Because if everybody served, we'd be a hell of a lot more careful about where we go and why we go there.
Hey, Roger.
Because we wouldn't risk war.
Roger, I appreciate it, man, as always. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon. Thank you, Al. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Transform yourself and your fitness routine with Soulful Fitness in Brown Deer. With 25 years of experience, Lisa and her team at Soulful Fitness offer personal training in a variety of classes, including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized atmosphere that caters to all fitness levels, from personal training sessions to virtual classes and everywhere in between. For fitness that's personal, visit soulfulfitness.com. That's S-O-L-F-U-L fitness.com.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.